due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Santa Claus coming to you from the North Pole. Well, it looks kind of like a studio, and there's nothing in those boxes, and there's fire's funny, but nonetheless, Santa Claus has presents for all you little boys and girls. Matter of fact, the greatest of all time, John Cena is back. He's back on Raw, and he's back on SmackDown. Listen to that. How about this one? Coming this year, we're going to have new tag team champions of the women's division. And then, that's where this goes, but and on top of that, how about this? Next week here on Raw, New Year's Eve, and it's going to be a steel cage match with Dolph Ziggler versus Drew McIntyre. Merry Christmas! My God, this thing is unbelievably hot. You guys ever seen a movie, Bad Santa?
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome to the show. We're going to go without the intro. Apparently, the computer is not cooperating with me right now. It does not want to play. I'm the Cash Man. Welcome to the show. Today, in the studio with me, DC Dan Cole. DC? We missed you last week and the week before. I think was it the week before too?
The past 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Hey, welcome back. We'll talk about Christmas stuff with you in a little bit. Danger Boy's joining us.
Good morning.
And of course, Double B Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And it's another wonderful day here in Rochester. It was snowing on my way in. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. Let me go through my plugs real quick while I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with this computer here in just a second. The one that was supposed to play the intro, but hey, what the heck. Hey, welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 29th. Holidays today, real quick, it's Pepper Pot Day. You know, not to be confused with Pepper Potts, who I believe is Mrs. Tony Stark. I'm not sure, did they get married? I mean, I think
they were engaged.
They were engaged, but they never had the wedding.
But then they allude to it in Infinity War, because I finally watched it a second time this past week. Because now it's on Netflix. If you search around, you'll find Infinity War.
Wait, you've only watched it for a second time?
Yeah, only a second time.
Then I have a problem.
Uh-oh.
No, I think he has a problem.
So nevertheless, Pepper Pot Day today. We want to wish a happy 39th birthday to former guest and former WWE ring announcer Justin Roberts. Remember, he was in town. What band was he in town with, Danger?
I do not
remember. He came out and opened up and talked to
Tool.
Tool. That's right. We were there.
Yes.
Yes. It was insane. He came out and introduced Tool. Got some things to plug real quick. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 232. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's The Garage Door. No cover either. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It's John Bones Jones versus Gustafson 2. And, thank goodness so we could move it from Las Vegas to the Staples Center or the Forum. I can't remember which one it went. But it's in L.A. now, 5 days after they announced they moved it. But, hey, it's still going to happen tonight. We're going to see our Rochester homegrown Johnny Bones Jones fighting for the light heavyweight championship. That's right. The winner of this fight gets the light heavyweight championship. And we've got a fantasy matchup underneath the undercard. We got Chris Cyborg versus Amanda Nunes. And Amanda Nunes being the ex-champ. And Chris Cyborg being a current champ right now, I'm kind of excited about that. It's going to be a good fight tonight. But it wasn't strong enough to take Bones Jones and Gustafson off the top of the card and leave it in Vegas. So we'll just leave it at that. Come on out and join us. 10 p.m. it starts. The prelims start at 8. We'll be there. I'll be interrupting you with a microphone and all sorts of fun times will be had tonight. And we'll get home at 1:30 in the morning. Oh, great. And hopefully you don't have to get up early for church the next day. So, Brian? You look like the cat that ate the canary.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be up early tomorrow because I have inventory tomorrow because of the holiday. But yeah.
Well, that's more than that should draw everybody. Sleep. Then Brian's going to be there. I'm kidding. I'm going to try something here for just 1 second to see if the sound works now. And it doesn't. Hey.
Actually, I think the face I was making had to do with at least WWE doesn't let the men fight the women with that Nunes. his cyborg fight.
Oh, Lord. I knew we were going there. All right. I want to let you know that Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of the 14 locations. Our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's, too, online at
BillGray's.com.
And interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. I'm the Cash Man. Once again, I said that already. Welcome to the last show of 2018. I'm going to ask you guys to call in if you have any what memories you have from 2018. What are you laughing at? Are you looking at something? What are your biggest memories you have from 2018? You know, things that stand out most in the world of wrestling. And, I mean, I can think of a few that don't have WWE in anywhere attached to them.
Most of them won't have WWE attached to them.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, you know, I want you guys to call in or text in 222-1280, star 1280, and tell us what you think. And but we've got stuff to talk about. You guys missed us last week. We were if you didn't catch the show, we were online. So it was a podcast special show last week. We had the Gary Mervis, of course, 3 hours of good Camp Good Days and Special Time show, and that was a lot of fun. And we talked wrestling before that straight through. It was a lot of fun, no breaks or anything. We just talked, you know, we talked about, but the thing we talked about most about, and maybe you guys missed out on, it was the McMahon family coming out 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw saying that they're taking control back of their show. It's their show again. I wonder who had control of it before. Did Baron Corbin have that much power I didn't know about? You know, I mean,
it's all Baron Corbin's fault.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, and I mean, we got the week before Seth Rollins blaming everything wrong with him with the Lucha Party matches or whatever they were called, and the and you know, blame, you know, the Revival being wasted. But by the way, Revival put on a heck of a match on Monday. That was a good tag. That was a good tag match against the tag champs. But Danny, we didn't get a chance to talk to you about this at all. What do you think about that? Was that just positioning by the McMahon family?
It's absolutely positioning.
Okay, but was it allowing?
If anybody thinks that for 1 second the McMahons haven't been in control the whole time, then you're dumb or delusional or stupid or
kayfabe.
Some combination of everything. No, it was awful. I mean, I'm sorry. You know what we need less of to make it better?
McMahon family.
McMahon family.
I agree.
I don't know. When we had less McMahon family, we had more Baron Corbin.
I will say this, okay? When they moved 0.2% up on their Raw rating when the Vince McMahon show compared to the week before. Okay, so it was a push up. So I mean, they always can go lean back on, well, whenever the McMahons are on TV, the ratings go up. And don't count this week though. This week was a holiday week. If you've seen any of those numbers from this week, you're thinking like TNA.
There's a reason not much happened this week.
Yeah, you're thinking TNA Impact. Well, some stuff happened. You know, on SmackDown.
Well, yeah. That's after everybody was done. They were settled down and they enjoyed Rusev Day.
Yeah, a little Rusev Day, and you know, it's which is interesting because they're kind of like revisiting that, you know, revisiting Rusev after like keeping him in neutral for a couple months. But we talked about it, and I said, you know, yeah, if anybody has any idea that the McMahons don't have every say, the one part that killed me the most, I think, was when Stephanie McMahon said, "And we are going to listen to you." I mean, we heard that every time she talks about the product, that they listen to the people. And it's like, and still we have Roman Reigns shoved down our throat for 7 years, you know, or 5 years. And John Cena before that. So,
well, from what it looks like they're doing so far, they are giving some guys who have been audibly disappointed in what they're doing a little bit of a run. And, I mean, we got to see the Revival. Just coming up with some of the stuff that you're going to see. Rusev. Some of the stuff you'll see next week on Raw, and some of the stuff that's been announced for the future. So,
true. I mean, yes, but I mean, is that why we're seeing EC3 promos and what's the girl's name? Where's the mink coat out there?
Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans slapping people and stuff.
She has the women's right.
Apparently so. And she's a big girl too. I mean, she's, you know, a little bit more statuesque than most other divas.
Tall, not big.
Yeah, no, I know, that's what I meant. I meant tall, you know. I mean, big, you know, people can interpret that the way they want. She is a bigger version of a woman, a regular-sized woman there.
I'm also surprised I understand it worked in NXT and everything. I will be surprised they bring her up as a heel, even though she's really good at it, based on her military background.
True. Yeah, she... Yeah, I don't. You know, it's a good question how they're going to do it. I mean, the promo looks heelish, but much like the EC3 promo. You know, and who's the tag team that's coming up?
Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, was that Heavy Machinery? I love who's the big guy in that group.
They're both big guys.
Well, who's the little shorter big guy who does like the crazy moves for like
Otis Dozovich? Otis Dozovich.
Yeah, yes. Oh my gosh, that guy's amazing.
And he looks like a miniature compressed Braun Strowman.
He's like shrunk down. Yeah, he got stuck in the vacuum.
Or one of the dwarfs from the Hobbit.
Yeah, he could be there too. But I mean, I can't wait to see how they get wrecked when they come up to the main card or the main of show. So.
Well, they're saying that these ones they're not really that worried about because they weren't guys they were pushing heavily to begin with. EC3 will stand out. Lars Sullivan will stand out. The other ones, eh. I mean, Nikki Cross, if they do anything with her, could stand out.
Yeah.
But they're not really too worried about these. These aren't their main guys. This isn't, Johnny Gargano, Ciampa, Aleister Black, any of that stuff. Even Velveteen or anyone like that, they're going to have major stories for them.
So you think they're like doing some experimenting with these guys by doing these and seeing how people react to them?
I think they're just bringing people up for the sake of bringing people up to freshen things up a little bit.
Well, I mean, think about it. EC3 was a main eventer on Impact. And we know now that WWE followed Impact pretty close because of the guys that they signed away from them,
EC3 should have done one or two matches in NXT like was planned and then come right up to the main roster because that's how he's built. He's not built for an NXT crowd. He's built for a main roster crowd.
And he was in heavy duty storyline stuff, so obviously you know that he can work the mic, and plus JB's in his corner, right?
Hopefully,
I think JB. You know what? JB is like just underneath Triple H now for NXT. How I think that he traveled with him recently, so I think JB's kind of moving up in the hierarchy there, which is good because
JB, we don't hear from him anymore.
Well, we do when you email him, but I will say JB. But the thing about JB is he was always that creative guy. You know, he did some things in working with Impact Wrestling that were good, things that worked out well. You know, what's funny is someone was reminiscing on Twitter with Bully Ray about Aces and Eights. Remember Aces and Eights?
For a decent part of that, it wasn't that bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're going back and looking at it and seeing people borrowed stuff. I mean, they said that Aces and Eights was the origin of the Bullet Club because you had Luke Gallows part of it.
It kind of was.
Yeah, it was. So the Aces and Eights is as bad as we kind of joked about it because they would have like, it was during the heyday of the Motorcycle Gang TV shows, which that's really was leaning on a lot.
The stuff when they had Bully and everything was awesome. When they started putting like Garrett Bischoff in it and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was a good kid, but he didn't belong in there.
Wes Briscoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some things that needed to change in that. But, man, we're going to break on that. 222-1280, Star 1280. Thank you, Rashawn, for the picture of Thanos liquidating or turning someone to dust in the picture he sent to us on the text. You can text us to that number, too. We'll be back. Got a lot of things. There's some news to talk about. We're just recapping last week. This week, talking a little bit about a title change that happened on SmackDown. What your thoughts are. 222-1280, Star 1280. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Now I got a message for you to take back to your client. At the Royal Rumble, I will be healed up. And Brock Lesnar is gonna get these hands! On the third day of Christmas, the B-team gave to me 3 felt pins, 2 boxing gloves, and a B-team shirt for your kids!
Sorry guys, I've already done my Christmas shopping, but Merry Christmas.
Put it on your Christmas list next year, buddy.
Next year!
Next year. Never forget!
PT.
On the fourth day of Christmas, the B-team came to me.
This is Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole. Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy. Peter Burke also is there. You see him in the red hoodie if you're watching the camera. We are on live right now, Facebook Live. Thank you so much for following us.
You might not be right now.
Oh, we might not be?
Be on right this second.
Okay. You know, the pains of trying to use new technology.
Yes. Well, we will be on soon. Or you can listen to us live here right now. And it means we've got a corner on the market for wrestling talk right now on this station. It's the only place you're going to hear it. So welcome back to the show. Don't forget to come out tonight, UFC 232, John Bones Jones, Gustafson 2. It's going to be the main event, and hopefully, you know, we could talk about the trials and tribulations of John Bones Jones, but we'll just say please come out and support a Rochesterian in the main event of a UFC card, and we'll have a good time, I promise. Think about it. Some people probably got Monday off, you know, because we got the holiday again. Once again, we had a holiday last week. We got another holiday this week coming up. And I don't, but some other, I'm sure other people do. But, you know, so this is part of a long weekend starting tonight. Well, actually starting last night probably. But, Danger, you went to the hockey game. How was it?
I did go to the hockey game. It was a very good hockey game.
Good crowd?
Good crowd, good game.
Did you see my friend Erica?
I did.
Yes. Did you tell her I said hi?
I did not actually talk to her.
Okay, I know. Because she only comes up to you when she wants to give you something or make you pick a number, you know, figure out which puck is under which cup. You know,
what's a hat?
Whatever, you know, the hat. I know.
They scored 4 goals in the second period and won 5-1. So
nice. That
even with the refs trying to hose him all night.
Yeah, I was driving by when the crowd was getting out, and it was insane. The mass that was coming out the doors. So everyone in their hockey jerseys and everything. Cool. You know, I'm gonna have to go to a game sometime this year with you. We'll do that, I think, or. Maybe you'll just go. I'll stay at home. But nevertheless, hey, welcome back to the show. We have a New Year's coming up. So if you have a comment or a question, 222-1280, star 1280. And I was going to say, if you have like any wishes for 2019, what would that be? You know, and maybe some highlights of 2018.
$1 million.
We got Rashawn on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
I like your picture of Thanos. What is he? Was it an elf on the shelf? Is that what he like turned to dust?
Yeah, that's why I figured that Danny was snickering in the background from, because I had just sent it and I heard it when I was listening on the iHeart. So I figured that was what the Snickers were.
Yeah, it may have been. Snickers my favorite candy bar, but go ahead. So what's happening, brother? We haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep it busy. Been doing the whole family thing and just, you know, trucking like I've always been doing for the last couple of years. But, you know, I just, the year in review, I got to get in on this one.
Definitely, man. You keep on trucking, bro. What are you thinking? So you just heard what I just said. You know, highlights of 2018. What would you like to see in 2019? Any thoughts?
Well, I was kind of thinking like match of the year, and there's not one particular match that stands out to me like on its own, other than the Seth Rollins like Iron Man thing that he did earlier in the year. But any time that Ricochet and Pete Dunne shared the ring, it was like an instant classic in my eyes.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I think Ricochet. Anytime Ricochet's in the ring, it's a classic. I mean, even that War Games match, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean there was just standout performances. Which I mean, they got to have somebody to keep the NXT roster going for a while. So I figure that's why they're not bringing him up immediately. But I mean, it's just like it was just so much going on in that, and I loved it. Other than that, I mean. I'm still amazed that Velveteen Dream is only 23 years old. Oh. I mean, he's developed so far off the show. I've just been amazed at him.
Remember, he was 19 when they did Tough Enough. Remember that Tough Enough that Hogan and Paige were on? It was kind of a half lukewarm Tough Enough, half real world kind of thing. I think Mandy Sachs came from that too, right? Mandy Rose. Sorry, I give.
Yes.
That's her Instagram is Mandy Sachs, she goes by. But, yeah, she was on that as well as there's a – who else, too? Someone else on TV now was on that show, too. One of the girls in the girls groups. But, yeah, no, that was he's a kid. He's just a kid, you know. I mean, and I love the way he kind of nods the smart crowd out there with, like, what he puts on his clothes, you know.
Oh, yeah, he definitely panders to the smarks out there. I mean, and it is great. And it's always like, I love how in the promos, like, after he got that little hand slap for the call me up Vince comment, then he goes and puts it on his trunks the next takeover. I was like, that's awesome.
Definitely. He's a guy we'd love to see come up, and he will eventually, but
I don't really want to see him come up because they'll ruin him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sonya
they're going to ruin the gimmick.
Sonya Deville was also on Tough Enough, too.
Yeah, they're going to ruin the gimmick. I mean, it's kind of like the American Dream and Prince all wrapped up into one. And the main roster writers just aren't going to know what to do with that. But, you know, hey, I mean, he's making it work. He's doing pretty good. You know, I can't complain about him. At first, I was very lukewarm on him because I was just like, this Tough Enough kid is just so green in the ring. And he just started, you can tell he's because of that Tough Enough moniker, he's doing what The Miz did. He's working 150% harder than everybody else. Just to prove that he wasn't just a TV show fluke.
I would love to ask him what percentage of his character is something he came up with, because I bet you it's high. I bet you. You know, I'm guessing the Velveteen Dream was something he created himself, and then maybe bounced it around with the writers. But you know, and then we were talking about that last week on the show about how wrestlers back in the day when the Attitude Era was going on, they would throw everything on the air, and then some things would stick and take off. And you know, but it was all wrestler created stuff. It wasn't like the writers were writing it. They only started writing it once it started to stick. You know, like
they didn't have the crew of writers they have now either.
Yeah, they didn't. So it's like a lot of the wrestlers used to have to come up with their own gimmicks, come up with everything. You know, and if it, like Steve Austin, you know, Steve Austin was a guy who he didn't want to come in as a ringmaster. He wanted to be himself, and he kind of eventually got there. You know. But you know, yep. I think Velveteen would get destroyed. You're right. I feel bad about that too, because I enjoy because he's a great wrestler too. I mean, he really does have quite the skills for a 23-year-old kid. You know, he knows what he's doing in there. And I mean, that match with Aleister Black this past year was probably one of the best ones I saw.
That was last year.
Was that last year?
Yeah, that was last November.
I want to talk about that in a little bit too, because all the NXT guys that were on a WWE card this past week. But what else you got going on? What else is happening?
Oh, well, it just slipped my mind. I had something, but it popped out, so it must not have been that important. But anyway, guys, have a great and prosperous new year. And to all everybody listening, I hope you all have a prosperous new year also.
Thank you, man, and drive safe, man. And it sounds like your patient in the back died, because I sounded like there was a going on there for a minute. But, man, thank you so much for calling. Look forward to hearing from you next year, okay?
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that heard that.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, he's gone flatline.
I thought we've talked about that before with him.
We have.
Like his, like, backup sensors or something, which makes me question what the hell he was doing while he was on the phone with us.
I think he drives an ambulance. No, he drives a truck, but
he
was driving an ambulance at one time. So it's funny how you know people just by when they call up on the air. But, yeah, I mean, he makes some good points. It's like, and I mean, do you think with the guys that they announced that are coming up that it will hurt NXT, even though the main guys are still down there, like Ciampa?
No.
Well, I think they can call up the main guys, and they got guys right behind them right now lined up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, guys like Aleister Black, I think, should be on TV. Should be on SmackDown or Raw right now.
Well, you're just pushing your, you know, Satanist agenda, Cash.
Yes, I know, because that music, when I play it, it just makes me see blood in my vision. But quickly, we want to talk about this past week on the day after Christmas, December 26th, Madison Square Garden show. We had like 10 guys from NXT that were on the show.
Yes, it was a 5-on-5 tag team match.
Talk about it a little bit, Danger.
Well, it was the Undisputed Era minus Bobby Fish plus DIY coming together on the same team against Matt Riddle, Ricochet, Pete Dunne, Aleister Black, and who was Velveteen.
Velveteen, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just a 5-on-5 showcase match for the MSG crowd, which was the lowest paying MSG crowd they've had in years.
Yeah, but they got, I mean, listen, if you read the reviews online, people complain that the crowd wasn't into the show at all until certain things happened later in the show. Like a surprise appearance by John Cena. Vince McMahon came out because what it was Baron Corbin was like, you know, going to get another win over Braun Strowman because he couldn't show up because of his injury. And so then Vince McMahon came out and said, you know, not so fast, brought out John Cena. John Cena beat up Baron Corbin, you know. But I mean, there was going into that show, what the star power was, you know, I mean, yes, they got a cage match with Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, which I believe we're gonna see a cage match on Monday between Drew McIntyre and
Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler, yeah. So, but You know, but those guys came on. And see, they said that there was like a vocal minority there that were going nuts when those guys wrestled because they got to see them because they were on tour. They got a little feel for what it's like to be on WWE tour. And
they're fantastic wrestlers.
Yeah. And I mean,
every single one of them.
And who knows? Maybe they were meeting with them to talk about coming up. You know, I mean, Black should be up. I know I've said that already, but, you know, there's...
In all reality, if you go by what they are doing and the reactions they get when they do the bigger arenas for the takeovers, every single one of those guys, minus Riddle at this point, who is going to get to that point?
Yeah, he hasn't had a match yet, has he?
Yeah, he's had multiple matches.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I remember it was like his big build-up was for Hero or for...
Cassius Ohno,
sorry, not Chris Hero.
But he's... He's had a few matches, and he's a fantastic wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if his he comes off more like RVD when he's talking. The RVD you would see in
well, remember why he didn't get signed for a long time.
Yes, for the same reason RVD.
Yeah, exactly. He liked to dabble in the ganja, as they say, you know.
Tiptoe. Yeah, that's what they say.
Tiptoe through the tulips, you know.
I don't think anybody said that.
But I will say, but you know what? Amateur wrestler. I mean, that's his background.
He's an amateur wrestler. He's an MMA guy.
He also trains in striking down at NXT.
Yes.
He's a strike, you know. And
he originally wasn't supposed to be in that match. Originally, it was supposed to be Johnny Gargano on that side, but then they did the heel turn, and then he ended up on the other side when they pulled Bobby Fish out.
Yes. And Bobby Fish, he was there, but he didn't wrestle, right?
Correct.
Yeah, he was, and he's still kind of dealing with his knee issue.
They said he's okay, but I think they're just being cautious and whatnot.
Man, I'm excited. I would love to see that. Listen, WWE is going to be in Buffalo on Sunday night, 7:30. It's a Raw show. Buffalo. Now, it's bad enough it's in Buffalo on a Sunday night. Remember, we had the Sunday night here in Rochester. It was a 7:30 show. Now, they're banking on nobody has to go to work on Monday, I'm guessing. But also, they don't realize that the Buffalo Bills are playing in Buffalo on Sunday, too. And can you imagine what the highways are going to be like when that game
It'll be coming and going. It'll be different.
Well, nevertheless, I'm seriously thinking about going to Buffalo and catching that show because maybe they're going to keep those NXT guys on this little jaunt this week here coming up. You know, if I could find out for sure that they were going to be in Buffalo, I would commit to it now. But 222-1280 *1280. We got Brian. What's up, buddy?
Hey guys, two things. One, what do you thought about their match on Monday Night Raw between Ronda Rousey and Natalya? I thought that was a great match.
Yes, Natalya was the person who pretty much trained Ronda Rousey to wrestle. So you got to figure if anyone's going to put on a good match with Ronda, it's going to be Natalya.
Yeah, and could you tell me when was the last time they had a cage match on Monday Night Raw? Because when they announced it this Monday that it was going to be a cage match, I'm thinking, I don't even remember the last time they had a cage match.
On Monday Night Raw, a cage match. I mean, I'm thinking, I remember Braun Strowman had a cage match.
Braun Strowman and Big Show had a cage match.
Yeah, I remember.
That was a while ago.
When was that? Do you know?
It was within the last 2 years. Braun Strowman's been around a short time. So.
Okay. I'll have to miss Raw this Monday. I have an event at the church I got to be in. Don't worry, I'm recording it.
Okay.
But and the comment you decided about going to Buffalo, that's going to be one traffic mess because, like you said, you got the Bills and you got people going to the arena for the wrestling. That's going to be a traffic mess.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Guys, you have a good new year, and I'll talk to you in 2019.
Yeah, happy new year to you too, Bri. 222-1280 Star Trophy. Yeah, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a mess, but you're right. The Bills game's over at 4.
Bills game's over at 4, and everyone's going to be coming from a different direction.
And you know all the players are going to be going straight from the stadium to the KeyBank Center.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about it. You know, I mean, we always would catch a lot of Bills there every time. I was just telling Bob Matthews this past week on his show a story about when Jeff Jarrett came out with the Wycheck jersey the day after the Miracle City, whatever it was. What was it called again?
Music City Miracle.
Yeah. He came out.
Forward pass.
And I swear, the people were going to riot in the crowd. They were so angry when he came out. And he... Perfect timing. It was, you know, it was perfect, you know, with Wycheck. He comes out and he does this. He does the RVD as he's pointing at Wycheck's name. And if you guys didn't know, he's from Tennessee. He's from Nashville. That's where they come from. And he was the number one heel on WCW at the time. And it's like, the place was deafening. And that's back when things were still going good, I think. I mean, we got to see Jimmy Snuka that night. What else was there? There was like three. Tito Santana.
Are you in love with his daughter?
Yeah. Jeff Jarrett wrestled three heroes. Jimmy Snuka jumped off the top of a cage on top of him. Remember there was a cage match there? Danger?
Yeah, this was a long time.
I know, we're talking a long time. I know, I'm trying to just spark some memory. But it was one of the last times WCW came in to do a Monday night show in Buffalo. It was the one time that's when we were hanging out with Booker T and stuff. 222-1280, star 1280's number. We're going to go to break on that. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. It was the best thing of 2018 in wrestling. And it doesn't have to be WWE, but I know most of you got your WWE blinders on there out there. And also, what do you want to see in 2019? 222-1280, star 1280. Listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Does a mountain lion worry when it spots two deer in the wild? Of course not. It smiles. That's just extra food. But the truth is, Dolphin Finn are going to gang up on me. They should gang up on me. Hell, I would gang up on me. But it's not going to make any difference because those boys are limited and this Scottish psychopath is limitless.
Hey, this is Rhino from TNA and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, and that was Rhino when he worked for TNA. Now, apparently, he got his job back this past Monday.
Rhino Claws.
That's right. He was Rhino Claws. We're going to talk about some news. We haven't really got too deep into anything. One of the big news, now, I don't know if this is big news or not, but did you see that people were trying to force Impact to be sold to All Elite Wrestling?
They weren't trying to force it. It was floated to All Elite Wrestling before All Elite Wrestling was a thing.
Okay.
So they just offered it, and they said no.
Because they want to start their own thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the long run, it could end up hurting them that they said no, because they still might not have enough talent to fill the roster, depending on who's under contract to who and whatnot. But, I mean, All Elite Wrestling is still getting their foot going. They're looking for their own TV deal and everything before they announce all that stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it would make more sense if it had been offered now for them to take it, because with the talent pool. But
well, remember last week we were talking about how the WWE had got offered Cody and the Young Bucks big contracts, and they turned those down too. So, you know, they've got, what's his name again? Shad Khan, the son of the owner of the Jacksonville.
No, Shad Khan is the owner. Tony Khan
That's
his son.
Okay, and Shad is going to be the money man behind this new venture.
Tony's got the money, too.
Tony's got the money, too. But their friend Chris Jericho's involved. Jim Ross is involved.
Jericho and Ross are probably not as involved as a lot of people think. They're just going to be talents, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but it's talent.
Jericho's doing another cruise.
What's that?
Jericho's doing another cruise.
Yeah, I know. It was a big surprise. Everyone thought, oh, he's going to announce, you know, the division. No, he's announcing another cruise. So what, then 2 years from now again or something?
I don't remember. I didn't look to see the exact dates.
222-1280, star 1280's number. We got Joe Cooperberg on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, happy new year, guys. Love you guys. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Good. Best of 2018. I'm going to follow the thread you were just going on. All In got me so pumped. What a great show on Labor Day weekend. And I'll be the first to admit, I will mark out for the Bucks every time. So I'm excited to see what comes with the All Elite Wrestling and whatever they end up doing. And I do hope they end up on a more mainstream cable. You know, I can watch Impact on YouTube, and it's tough because I can watch ROH on Fox, plus I get it on the Fight TV app. Impact, I got to go searching for. It's not like NJPW I can also find pretty easily.
I will say
that. Find a better mainstream deal.
We talked about last week that Impact's moving to something called the Trivial Pursuit Channel.
No, it's just Pursuit.
Oh, just Pursuit Channel. That's what it is. And that's starting in January, so January 11th. But it's going to be live for 2 hours starting at 10. Now we just got to find the Pursuit Channel on my cable box. But, yeah, you know, you're right. And hopefully they'll get something good. I mean, it's, you know, who knows? Fight Network's great if you're in Canada, you know, but we're not in Canada. So it's like, you know, there's so much wrestling that could be on there. But who knows? Well, maybe they've got something in their back pocket for the, you know.
Yeah, I got to admit, yeah, I got the Fight TV app, and I watch all the ROH shows if I miss them on Fox. Plus, they've got some other stuff is awesome. So I'd love to see them land on WGN. We'll see what happens.
Well, WGN has a wrestling show that's on at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning. It's a paid advertising, quote-unquote, but I think that this kind of wrestling could make that happen.
They also did air that that first hour of All In, so they already have kind of a working relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
With the people they're dealing with.
Yeah, so if you ever want to catch the Saturday morning wrestling there, they have a lot of guys worked there on the show, Austin Aries is on it, and some of the guys from Impact Wrestling are on. It's not bad wrestling. I kind of enjoy it. It's like one of those deals where they went into like Las Vegas for a week and they taped shows every day for a week, made a whole storyline of a season, and did a great job. So you definitely want to check that out. But yeah, man, cool. Anything else?
No, that's it. Just want to say, I'll keep listening, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Joe Kai.
All right, man. Bye.
All right. 222-1280, star 1280 is a number. If you want to give us a call, we were kind of dabbling through the news a little bit there. We talked before the show started amongst ourselves. It looks like Joni China Lauer's mom is asking the WWE to put her in the Hall of Fame. Now, we sat there and discussed, her qualifications as a wrestler. She's more than qualified to be in there.
That's what you guys think. I do not agree.
Okay. Well, I think she had a longer career than Beth Phoenix, and remember she had no competition in her division. Remember the time when she would like have matches where she would spank someone over her knee? You know, it's like, I mean, that was the extent of the match. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think that she was someone who they put a belt on and they didn't know what to do because she was so much bigger than stronger than every other woman. They couldn't, you couldn't have the bigger, stronger person lose. And so
I don't think she holds up. If she were in today's wrestling, I don't think she'd make it. I don't think she would make it against these girls. I think the women now are much better than she ever was. I think Ronda Rousey would kill her.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that about a lot of the women that are already in the Hall of Fame.
And I think actually a lot of the women there in the Hall of Fame, Beth Phoenix was a better wrestler than Chyna.
I agree with you there.
Ivory was a better wrestler than Chyna. And Ivory had longer career.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't let... remember, Chyna used to do that spinning backflip with the elbow into the corner. You know, I mean, she was not a good athlete. She was a good athlete.
Yeah, she was a semi-decent athlete who was on steroids at one point and also had an adult film career, which was going to hinder her entire Hall of Fame progress and the way she passed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people because, remember we were talking with Luke Harper a couple weeks on the air, and we said that he has surpassed Joni China Lauer as the Rochester wrestling connection. And but then again, I said she also never admitted that she was from this town. She would always call every other place she'd ever lived as the town she was from because she had such bad memories. Now, this could be just like a money grab from her parents, maybe, hey, a free trip to the Hall of Fame ceremonies. We get to walk out and, I mean, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me,
So with the Hall of Fame, they usually do one posthumous main person. I know they're doing like the legacy branch now, but they do one posthumous inductee a year. Are you telling me that China should beat out Vader?
Vader should have been in before he passed away.
I agree 100%.
I thought he was going to be honest with you. But Vader, what was he in WWE for, 18 months, maybe?
Sting was never in WWE. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but Sting, that's a wrestling Hall of Fame type of thing.
So was Vader.
Vader could be in WCW Hall of Fame with no problem. Listen, it's Vince McMahon who decides all these things.
I know.
And it's like, I remember Vader... We had a match that he was supposed to be in here in Rochester get canceled because he decided to slap around a Kuwaiti reporter on TV. And remember that?
That was awesome.
I remember, Danny, were you there? No. Was that before your time?
I was not.
Beware of, what was it? It was Undertaker's Revenge or something.
It was in your house.
Yeah, it was in your house in Rochester. It was a two-hour pay-per-view.
It's one where Foley couldn't light the flash paper.
He couldn't light the flash paper, so Paul Bearer had to do it and have it explode in his face. And he told us the funny story, rest in peace, Paul. But he told us the story about how he like ran. They gurneyed him out to the ambulance. It went around the corner, came back, and dropped him off.
Yeah.
He got back out of it, went back to his car, got his stuff, drove away. It was supposed to be the main event, was supposed to be Vader. And he was detained in Kuwait. I don't know. It's tough. I mean, China, China also did reality TV too, Danger Boy. And that was after her time, and you know, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to cherry pick who goes in and who doesn't. But as a wrestler, if she didn't do any of those other things, you think she would be in? If she didn't, if she wasn't in, you know,
if it were a legit Hall of Fame, no.
No, but I mean, think about it. She held, I mean, she's a multi-title woman, a woman's title holder, dominated that division for years. You know,
that's because they didn't have anybody.
She, remember, she was so dominant that they put her against guys.
It's not her fault that they didn't have anybody. You got to judge her by what the competition was at the time she was there.
Sable was never a wrestler. Marlena wasn't a wrestler.
You're right, but that's how they.
But Trish Stratus was a wrestler.
You also got to remember that she also didn't sit well in the McMahon's favor because of exactly the personal relationships that happened during and after her time there.
Yeah, there's a lot of things against her, you know, that going into, you know, her end of her life and whatever. There's a lot of...
I'm not even talking the end of her life. I'm talking when she was there and Triple H left her for Stephanie.
Yeah.
And she was bitter about it.
It's kind of what happened, why she lost her job, I'm guessing. You know, had a lot to do with it. But she, you know, she always would seem like whenever she would talk about wrestling that she had a good relationship with Vince McMahon. So I don't know. I even when she was doing the reality TV shows. So, Danny, what do you think?
She should go in. I honestly do think she should go in. I mean, there's a lot. Yes, I understand like some of the CD stuff with her.
Yes.
But given her impact on the time when she was there. You can't ignore her. And we talked about this off air, and out of respect to former Pain Clinic guests, I won't name names, but
yes,
you could do much worse.
Oh yeah,
than putting China in the Hall of Fame.
See, I think the one we use, the former Pain Clinic guest that we use as the measuring stick, had a much better career.
Okay, we're not going to argue about that. We're going to go to break on that. I'll just say that someone who made the Hall of Fame in the last few years is who we're referring to.
Actually, it was a while ago now.
Man, but, it's been a few years now.
Yeah. Okay. But nevertheless, we're going to go to break. You give us a call.
Birdman's coming.
222. I was thinking of the female that made it in that I was referring to. 222-1280, star 1280's number. We'll be back right after this for one last segment of the 2018 year. That's right. We're going to end it on that on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. And no, this guy's not coming down the aisle right now. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'll let you know we're going to be out tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door. Salvatore Saloon for UFC 232. John Jones, the Rochester native, in the main event against Alexander Gustafsson. And it's a rematch, you know. And
Light
heavyweight title is on the line. We got two title fights tonight. Chris Cyborg is fighting Amanda Nunes, too, right before that.
It's an interesting MMA showdown.
It is an interesting. It's an MMA showdown. Be there Saturday.
Can't think of anything catchy. I'll just call it interesting.
Interesting. 10 p.m. Salvatore's at the garage door. Salvatore's Saloon. No cover charge. Come hang out with us. And all the ladies, you get in free, too. I know there's no cover charge, but I like the... I was talking with my friend Carl Falk, who I produce his show Monday through Friday here from 3 to 6.
Cheap
plug. But he's like, I said, you know, and I was telling him, I was promoting it yesterday, and I said, and ladies, come up and say hi. And he's like, oh, that's a real creep move. I was like, what do you mean it's a real creep move? I was like,
it's not like taking a picture of somebody and posting it on your Twitter.
I was going to say, does he know he was talking to the king of creep moves?
Yeah, Michelle Beadle. Okay, yes. Yes. I was called a creep by Michelle Beadle from ESPN. But nevertheless,
It was announced to millions of people on Twitter that you were a creep.
Yes. It was, who's this creep next to me? Thank you, Michelle Beadle. But so I was going to say, I was talking with Carl yesterday, and he goes, wow, that's a real creep move. And I said, but listen, a lot of ladies come out there, and if they come up to me, I'll take a picture with them, and I'll send it to you, Carl. So if you want a lady and you want to come up and say hi.
That's making it more creepy.
Yeah, 2-2-2-12, and he starts with me. Got Mad Dog on the line. Mad Dog, save me.
The only creep I know from that show isn't there, but he was there when I was there. So
he might be right next to me right now. Are you talking about Andrew the Authority?
Of course I'm talking about Andrew the Authority.
You will respect my authority. You sold me $25.
Any of that. So listen, you guys are talking about China getting in, right?
What's that?
Guys, we're talking about China getting in.
Yes, yeah. China getting into the Hall of Fame. She should be in.
Okay, well, you're wrong. So
I concur.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
I'm wrong.
I'm sorry, but you are. If you're just talking wrestling ability, she's got zero. I don't care if she went to Killer Kowalski school. I don't care who she went in there with Triple H, blah, blah, blah. I mean, let's think about it. Everybody that she had to wrestle in that area sucked. They were all strippers, basically. So, you know, in reality, the wrestling ability can't come out if you've got nobody to wrestle.
Hey, and wait a second. Trish Stratus was in that era. Lita was at the end.
At the very end, China wasn't wrestling anymore around then.
Okay.
Right. I mean, she was wrestling people like
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
She's wrestling men.
That's not what she was there to do.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And if you're talking about the outside stuff, let's talk about Abdullah the Butcher. They put him in, and look at all the crap he did.
True. So, but I mean, she was dominant when she was there. It wasn't her fault that there was no competition. It was the WWE's fault.
And then do we start talking about why the Blue Blazer's not in?
Oh, no. Well, because his wife won't let him be in. That's kind of like she doesn't want his name coming out of anyone's mouth on TV. So.
And as a pure wrestler, even though he was a jackass, Dynamite Kid.
Dynamite should definitely be in, especially with this passing. Hey, you know what? We're running out of time, Mad Dog Man. Thanks for the call.
Love you, brother. Have a great New Year.
Okay, you too. 222. Well, we're out of here. We'll see you next week. Happy New Year, everybody. That's the last segment of 2018 in the Pain Clinic. Got a special two-hour kick this up next, promoting the Lancers home opener, which is this Friday. So I'm excited for that. We'll see you next week. You take it easy and body slam somebody you love.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an